topic and to sing songs related to that. So we'll be singing and reading about lamentation, about law, thanksgiving, and praise. We'll start with lamentation, and we'll read from Psalm 22. Now before you go, let's pray. Our Father, we're grateful to be here worshiping you and surrounded by so many others who are enthusiastic about your word and about worshiping you and learning more about how to serve you. We're grateful that we can approach you confidently in all seasons of life, in many trials, and also that we have so many things to be thankful for. We know that you provide those things, that you care for us, and we pray that as we sing and read tonight, that we will be built up and it will help us serve you better. We pray this through Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 22. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel, and you, our fathers, trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued, and you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust in my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the depths of death, for dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet, I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. Sing number 712. 712.
Oh.
We'll finish reading Psalm 22. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship before him, shall bow down all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him, and shall be told of the Lord in the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. 4:19. Our faithful care.
Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. Let's sing then number 32. How shall the young secure their hearts?
Thank you.
the Lord helps us in innumerable ways, but think for a moment about the degree to which His help comes to us from His Word. I will lift my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Jehovah is your keeper. Jehovah is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Jehovah will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and you're coming in from this time forth and forever. Turn to number 37, unto the hills, number 37. From every evil shall he keep thy soul, as the psalm said, from every sin. Jehovah shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Think about how he keeps us from every sin.
Unto the hills surrounding my neighbor.
Psalm 107.
Psalm 107. As we turn our thoughts to thanking the Lord. Psalm 107 is a psalm of thanksgiving. In this psalm, the psalmist is going to thank God for helping people who are in four different situations. And then bookend it on either end of that, he's going to encourage everyone to thank God. I think the implication there is everyone can find himself in one of these four groups. Listen for yourself in the things God has done for these people as we read. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons. For they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. Some went down to sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And there he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But he raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Whoever is wise, let them attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Number 164. In this song, we sing the first two lines twice.
Then we sing the next two lines twice, and then the final line.
Oh,
Psalm number 148. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. For His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him. Praise the Lord. Psalm number 9. Number 9. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah.
Yeah.
I stand in awe.
Yeah.
say a prayer and then we'll Oh Lord our God, we call out to you sometimes when our enemies surround us, when we are engulfed in temptation and sin and trials. It feels to us like you have forsaken us. How long, O Lord, until we are free from this world of sickness and pain and sin? How long until the morning? Please deliver us. We thank you, you have not hidden your face from us, and you are not far from us. And so we praise you even in our lamentation, even in our distress, even in our grief. We give you all the glory and honor, and we trust in you. And we know these difficulties refine us and bring us closer to you. Oh, how we love your law, and is our meditation day and night. It is a lamp to our feet. It keeps us from sin and teaches us everlasting truth. It is your perfect will. May it dwell in us richly. May it saturate our hearts and minds, so that you may dwell in us. And protect us, be a shade and defense for us, according to your word. And may we keep your law forever and ever. Our God, we thank you. We have more to thank you for than we even understand or even know. We thank you for redeeming us, for delivering us from distress, for filling our world and our lives with good things and pleasant things, but also filling our lives with difficult and painful things, for bringing us out of darkness into your life, growing patient with our foolishness when we are drawn away by worldly ambition. We thank you for saving those who are oppressed. We thank you for your steadfast love, for the wondrous works you give to the children of men. But even as we thank you, we have no idea how much we owe you. In our feeble minds, we try to understand that and come closer, but maybe one day when we are before your throne, when we see you in your beauty, we can look back on this life and see everything and see the purpose behind it. Maybe then we will fully understand how much we owe you, but until then, give us some idea. We may grow in our thanksgiving, and that thanksgiving will overflow in praise and service to you. Because indeed you are King of kings and Lord of lords. There is none like you, none can compare. You sit enthroned above the earth in total sovereignty and absolute power. Your name alone is high and your glory is exalted above the earth. You are infinitely wise. You have created everything on this earth, and the earth and everything in it belongs to you, and we are merely borrowing life and breath from you. Your greatness is far greater than we can even comprehend. We are in awe of you. So we give you our feeble praise now. We look forward to being around your throne, praising you forever, and joining with those who say, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.